Brighton Festival 2018.
City Reads is a devilishly simple idea. It gets the whole of the city reading one book. There are events, talks, and even a club night sometimes. It's all like a giant book reading group with bells and whistles on. Young City Reads is the junior version. It's been running for a few years now alongside the Brighton Festival. And Marina Burton is one of the people behind Young City Reads. She joins us now on Radio Revo. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, this is a great project. So what are the selection criteria generally and the kind of books that you're looking for Young City Reads?
Well, every year we ask publishers to send in their best titles, and Young City Reads tend to go for a funny book. It's got to be engaging, fun basically, and excite people.
There is something as well about the books being relatively easy to read, because I would think part of the aim is grabbing in young people who they might have read Harry Potter, but that might have been the only book they've ever read.
Yeah, the book has to be engaging, especially for reluctant readers.
Yeah.
The best thing about Young City Reads is that we are all the children read together. It's one big read. You can usually associate reading with a sort of being an isolated experience, but it's great that everyone gets to share the experience together.
So how is that choice made then? Is it the adults sit and read, or do you say we think out of these four and you get some sort of test kids in to give it a go?
Well, we actually have a group of teachers that with experience that read all the titles and give us their opinion on what they think will be a good Young City Reads book.
So what happens for getting the schools involved then? Obviously, you've just mentioned there you get the teachers involved in the first instance, but you know, there are a lot of schools in Brighton. It's quite a big task, I'd have thought.
It is. So we started in 2013 with just 17 classes, and this year we have nearly 80 classes involved. So
wow.
Every year, yeah, it's grown hugely. We use social media to get our message out there. Teachers talk to one another, parents talk to one another. It's not just Brighton and Hove either. We have schools in Worthing now signed up, Eastbourne, Hampshire. So we are putting the message out there.
Excuse my ignorance on this, on the education system, but I thought lots of things were structured in curriculum. So how do you get around that? How does this become part of what's happening?
So every week we send out an email with activities and resources about the book. So one week we could get classes to get involved in writing a pen pal, a pen letter to one of the characters in the book. They can write poems, they can design a new character for us. So it really does tie in very nicely with the curriculum.
So you know what the curriculum's saying they should be doing, and you're suggesting, okay.
Yeah.
So this year, the book is Kid Normal. You actually have a copy in your hand.
Clutching it, yes.
For the benefit of people listening on the radio, it's by Greg James and Chris Smith. What were the reasons for choosing that particular book?
It is a brilliant book. I was laughing within moments. It's a really, really funny...
I'm going to have a little look. The pictures make you laugh.
It's
on the front.
A super engaging book. It's all about a kid called Murph, who is Kid Normal. He gets enrolled into a school for superheroes by accident. And it's a fantastic book, because it tells kids that actually you don't have to have superpowers to be a superhero. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, because if you haven't read it, do pick up a copy.
Yeah, you on your own, because I'm reading it now.
Okay,
it's quite good. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to pass it back. It's distracting me.
But yeah, it's a really funny, engaging book, and we've had some fantastic feedback.
Great. Do you get a sense that Young City Reads has encouraged a greater take-up of reading beyond City Reads? I mean, you've said how it's snowballed in terms of the number of schools who got involved in it, but I was just thinking that once Young City Reads has been and gone, does it continue?
Well, we come back certainly every year with a different book, but we have heard feedback from students having finished the particular project. Some students have then designed their own book on the back of that, completely.
Sweet.
On their own time.
Nice.
Yeah, and there is a second book, King Kid Normal, and we saw lots of the children today raving about the second book, trying to grab copies as well. So, yeah, they certainly want to continue.
So you had your big event at the Dome today with the authors, Greg James and Chris Smith. And, yeah. Was it quite wild?
There were 1,500 school children.
What?
Just
your idea of heaven, Lita, heaven.
They all embarked on the dome and it was wonderful. It was hectic, organised chaos, I'd like to say, but it was brilliant. It was very interactive. The authors, Greg James and Chris Smith, were up on stage, but then they got out there asking the kids questions. Kids got up on stage. They were treated like rock stars as well. They arrived on stage and the sound, the noise, they were stamping their feet.
It must have been amazing. Authors are meant to be in attics on their own, aren't they? Were they just sort of overwhelmed with the love in the room?
It was electric. It was so nice to see all of those children together who had come together because of this one particular book. Regardless of if you're a reluctant reader or if you're a very, very strong reader or if you struggle slightly with reading, everyone was there and just so enthusiastic about it.
Because we heard author Imogen White on the show. She's the adopted author, so she's been working with a local school who've adopted her and they've been sharing writing tips, and she's going to be meeting them, I think, on Monday. She really loves it, so you must be getting some great feedback from authors.
We do. I mean, every year we have a fantastic range of submissions from publishers, and authors want to work with us because when they can see firsthand what we do with children in schools, they love that.
Well, it also sounds that, I mean, my first thought is, well, they would, because there's going to be hundreds of books sold in the area. So one, it's commercially, it makes sense for them. But also that opportunity to go and meet 1,500 kids who have read your book and love it, or most of them probably love it. Some of them, not everyone loves what they do at school. Some of them maybe thought this is a great day out away from school, but they were having a great time and it was because of literature, because of reading. That's fantastic, isn't it?
It's inspiring. It's really inspiring for the authors to then go off and write another book, probably. Mm. And yeah, to meet their audience.
So any other City Reads, Young City Reads events coming up this year? Was that your biggie?
That's our biggie. So we have just put out there for some more submissions for our 2019. We've been growing year on year. Last year we welcomed Chris Riddell, who's a local author and illustrator, to be our patron. That's really spreading the message as well, the Young City Reads message, and we hope to continue.
Well, congratulations on its success. Another Brighton success story. Another one. So thank you very much to Marina Burton for joining us on Radio Reverb. Congratulations, another successful City Year, and I hope many more to you.
Thank you.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.